surgery, Dr. Cruikshank and Dr. Snoddy.
Yes, but do you remember, he was a heartthrob at one time.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Finlay, a lot of women were writing letters to him.
Janet in particular.
Janet! Oh, yes. Janet!
Oh, Mr. Finlay.
Doctor.
Oh, Mr. Finlay.
So I can't get the voice up there at the moment.
What's this got to do with Elton?
It's nothing.
Nothing to do with it.
Well, I'll give you a name.
It's what you call annoying.
I'll give you a name for a quiz. Samuel Crompton.
Samuel Crompton.
Samuel Crompton.
Okay.
That's an old name, is it? Yeah.
He was one of Bolton's famous sons, but if you can phone in, tell us what he did. That'd be great.
Okay, so there's one question for you. I'll give you another one as well, phoned in by one of the listeners this morning earlier on. What is the smallest national park in the world? Now then, that's a good question. That is a good question, and it was phoned in by Jack. Thank you for that, Jack. Okay, now, those are outstanding. If you want to just phone in, just give us a ring whenever you want to. The Earl of Derby, William de Ferrers, granted a charter to make Bolton a market town and borough. This was January the 14th, by the way, 1253. Flemish weavers are recorded as arriving in Bolton about 1337. And as I look down at Captain Mike's shoes, this will tell me that they were there to work in the textile industry, bringing other skills, including clog making.
Oh, yes. Clogs, yeah.
Mike, how many people in your younger days would you actually have seen wearing clogs?
Oh, a big percentage. I was, you know, the kids I went to school with wore clogs, and some of them had irons on, which
was right.
The clattering noise, wonderful.
Okay, there's somebody coming in. Mike, we might just have the answer for you. Hello there.
Hello.
Which one you'd like to answer?
Samuel Crompton.
Yes, please.
He made the mule. And lived in Hawless Wood, Bolton.
Yes!
Correct. Absolutely.
Well done, me old flower.
Let me put you in the... I'll bung you in the bin first. And who's calling?
I'm Joan from Camping Benidorm. I'm a friend of Eileen's.
Well done,
and
Joan.
I've got a calendar that you might be interested in seeing, so if Eileen's coming to see you one day, I'll bring it, because it's got pictures of Bolton.
Oh, lovely.
Because I come from there.
Oh, well, I'm going to put you through to Captain Mike, who's he's the representative of the Bolton and District Clog Makers.
Oh, wow.
I'll put you through.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, would you believe I've got a pair of clogs that I wore when I was a little girl?
Oh, that's right. You know,
I'm now in my primary years.
Yeah.
And these little clogs must be now about 66 years old at least.
So,
and they're in perfect condition with the little we used to call them rubber irons when we were kids.
Yeah,
and I've got those now.
Yeah,
and I've got an aunt Eileen, well, not anymore, she died, and she was, she won the Lancashire Clog Dancing Championship, Lancashire, Dutch and Irish Clog Dancing Championship.
Oh,
and
right.
That was in 1928.
Oh, not that old.
And she won it, an American pedestal dancing, and all. I mean, she would say when she went to her aunt's in Bolton, she remembers being on the high street in the cobbles and listening to these cobbles very early morning when they're all going down the road. You could hear all these workers, but everyone wore clogs.
Yes.
And you could hear these clogs. It was quite an amusing
Joan,
sound.
Yeah. When you phoned Joan, I thought it was a dolly bird coming on the phone. Seriously, you've got an extremely young voice.
Thank you very much. But I'm not extremely young.
Joan, thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'll tell you what, clogs were really versatile, you know. If the wooden bit cracked, you took it to the cloggers, and he put new soles onto the upper. They made clogs that were called cloggers, and they put new soles on, new wooden soles onto the uppers. And if the uppers split, they put new uppers onto the.
So that's why you that's the same. You're on your uppers.
Absolutely. Yeah,
right.
Probably
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, probably right.
All good stuff, this, you know. And okay, what about the weaving then, Mike?
No, it was spinning. It was cotton spinning. Okay. It wasn't weaving as such, right. No.
I'll scrub this out. Flemish weavers...
well, they might have been there at that time. Yeah.
Flemish weavers who didn't do any weaving. I'll just make a note of that, Mike. Okay.
No, it was Samuel Crompton who designed this. Your caller there was quite right.
Yeah.
Designed the spinning mule, which changed the face of the cotton industry, because prior to that, it had been a cottage industry, really. And he invented the spinning mule. But the Luddites found out that he was doing this and wrecked his house,
right.
and everything. But he rebuilt it in the attic of his house, would you believe? But he started the cotton industry, and Bolton thrived. absolutely thrived, yeah.
And, of course, the Manchester Ship Canal will be a connection there somewhere.
Yes, I suppose so. There was a canal, which joined onto the Manchester Ship Canal, so it went down to Manchester from there. But the other guy who was very influential in Bolton's development was Lord Lever.
Well, I was going to come to that because, yeah, of course... Now, look, I'll throw that out as a question. I'm going to stop you there because, obviously, we have a bigger connection than probably people realise. It's a connection between where I come from, which is not too far south and west of where Mike's talking about. So what is the claim to fame or the absolutely wonderful legacy of Lord Leverhulme? Okay, if you know the answer to that one, give me a ring on 96-584-4160. It's an absolutely amazing legacy to leave to anybody. And the only other thing I'll give you as a clue is my mum was actually, Mike, she was a Mersey guide.
Right.
And she used to take people round the whole of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Somebody should get this in a minute.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The Bygone Bolton Video Project is looking for old cine film of past events in Bolton, or in fact any English town. Roy Newsham is attempting to preserve moving images, and a donatory of suitable film are rewarded with a compilation of old clips showing a town in the days before video. That's interesting, isn't it?
Mm. Okay. Mm. Mind you, a lot of places are doing this now, aren't they? They're getting into heritage, if you like.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we've not got a call in yet, because Lord Leverhulme is one of the earliest of the philanthropists.
Absolutely.
So that might give you another big clue. And we're looking to find anybody who can tell us anything at all, then, anything at all about Lord Leverhulme.
And I can tell you, he endowed Bolton School when it first started.
Right,
and it's now a public school.
It sounds like a seance there. Somebody's coming through. Hang on. Hello there.
Hello, Vince. Well, this is Ian.
Hello, Ian.
And the reason I've got to call you is, of course, Sue used to work for Unilever. She worked in head office.
She did.
In London, in Blackfriars. Yes.
Well, I used to work for Lever Industrial at one time.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, in on the Mersey there.
Yes. Isn't that weird? Well, it was actually at Port Sunlight that I worked.
Sunlight Soap.
Yes.
In Marlborough there, isn't it? Yes.
Well, Ian, I'm just bunging you in the bin.
Well done, me old flower.
Okay, bye for now.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, and now, if anybody else can add into this story of Lord Lever, because he became a lot more than just one thing. In actual fact, Sunlight Soap we can tell you about, but just think of what would be around the factory for the workers, and that will give you a clue to maybe give me a phone, and we'll bung you into Miss Minnie's bin. Don't forget Friday, meal for two. I'm not too sure exactly where yet, but there will be a meal for two. It's funny, because when I was doing all this reading and my mum was looking at her part of the job, you know, Bolton, you don't immediately connect with the Wirral. Let's go to the phone again. Hello there.
Hello, Vince.
Hello.
Did he build a village with houses and all sorts of social services for the workers?
Well done, me old flower.
Well done. Who's calling?
It's Peter from Lanes here.
Peter, in actual fact, it was this is my formative years, this, because I used to play football down at Port Sunlight, and I mean, the village is just an absolutely fantastic village. The houses today are probably as good as they ever were, and the village has just been truly well kept.
All right.
Thank you very much indeed for your call, Peter. Thanks very much. Peter, just in case I need an initial for the surname, please.
Peter B.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, and bye.
Bye-bye. Mike, have you seen Port Sunlight Village?
Yes. Years ago.
And
it reminded me very much of Bourneville, you know, the chocolate in Birmingham.
Yeah, well...
because they were all great people looking after the workers.
Well, little known fact is that across the road, across Newchester Road, you've actually got the Prices Village as well, for the Prices Candle Factory.
Right.
So, I mean, it was just that obviously it was a great idea, which people were prepared to invest money into.
All the mill owners in Bolton built little houses, two up and two down, with the thunderbox at the back in the backyard, you know. Mm. And they looked after people, and they were very cheap rents. But they looked after them.
The actual space in between the houses is the big thing, the big feature of Sunlight. It had lots of different features, obviously the church and different clubs for the workers, but absolutely fantastic village. I've got another name we're going to give out. Mike, you're going to give one?
Yeah, I've got one for you, and this is a tricky one.
Okay.
Bill Naughton, N-A-U-G-H-T-O-N. Bill Naughton.
Okay, well...
No, yeah. that's a taxer for you.
Okay. I've got an answer to that, actually. So, Mike, there's a connection with Paul as well. Yes, there is. There's a connection with Paul. Let's go to the line. Hello there.
Hello.
Bill Norton.
Yeah.
Okay, who do you reckon?
Playwright.
A playwright. Well done.
Well done, me old flower.
And who's used to work with his brother, Eddie.
You didn't.
I did.
And who's calling?
Barry.
Barry.
Camping Benidorm.
Barry in Camping Benidorm. Tell us about what you did.
I was an insurance agent with Eddie Norton.
Right. It's a small world, isn't it?
It is.
Barry, that's absolutely...
And is that Vince the Prince?
It is.
Do you remember somebody lending you a record of the Open Weavers?
I do.
It's me.
Oh, well, thank you very much indeed. Barry.
Add to that, Barry, to say that Bill Norton went to school with my father.
Oh.
Yeah. And he wrote a book. You know, he wrote the Alfie books.
Yeah.
But he also, his first ever book was called One Small Boy.
It was
the school that I and my father and generation before us went to, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much indeed then.
Right.
Barry, that's wonderful, thank you.
See you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, what's the connection with Paul then? Paul, have you spotted the connection?
No, I haven't. No.
Alfie?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
You mean the little anecdote? What's it all about, Alfie?
Yeah, but who did it launch that you've met?
His career. It launched his career, Alfie.
Hi. You're only supposed to blow...
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Yeah. That was the first... That's what launched his career.
That was the first one. The one that was Zulu, wasn't it?
Right.
Zulu was the one that everybody started taking notice of him. Mm. That was with Stanley Baker.
Lance Fortune. Spears and Lances, never mind. Wasn't very good, was it?
It was... You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors. That was it.
Lovely.
You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors. That was it.
What came up the other week about, you know, the cars in the movie where you got the little minis going through the sewers?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Where was that made? It was something that came up the other week, didn't it?
It was made in Coventry.
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 Yeah. It wasn't done in... It's all in Turin, wasn't it?
Yes, that's it.
The filming.
Yeah, I knew it was Italy.
Yeah.
I had promised myself.
What number are you on?
I'd keep quiet.
You're coming in, aren't you? Number four. Okay, we've got you.
Number four.
Okay.
That I wouldn't say a word, but I have a question for anybody listening. What is memoing?
Me?
Have I got it
memo,
right?
Memo, yeah, quite memo. Right. Memo. 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 Memoing.
Okay.
Memoing.
Okay, is this a Bulletin thing?
A Bulletin thing, yes.
Okay, so now Barry should know that, shouldn't he? Barry and who else phoned in? It was Joan might know as well. So could you say it again for us?
Me mowing.
Me mowing.
Mowing. Mowing. What?
Me mowing.
Me mowing.
Me mowing. Me mowing.
If anybody knows what on earth we're talking about,
me mowing.
Phone in. Some of the other people, by the way, who, names, Johnny Ball. Does anybody remember what Johnny Ball can actually be remembered for? Johnny Ball. Okay, I'll give you that name. Give me a ring if you know of any of these. Peter Kay. Now, there's a character.
He's a lovely guy, and he's a lovely comedian, too. Johnny Ball was in the same office as us, that's giving a clue, actually.
Okay, so there we are.
He was in the same office as me in Liverpool.
And I'll give you another.
Got to know him very well.
Vernon Kay. This is another name. So you've got Peter Kay and Vernon Kay. You can tell us what either of those two gents do. And I think with the phone ringing, I think we've got one or the other. Hello there.
Hello, it's Joan again.
Hello, Joan.
Hi. Memoing is a thing they used to do in mills. As talking to your friend over the weaving looms, you'd be talking and, well, sort of miming and working with your fingers as well, you know.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Absolutely right.
So did you do any of that, Joan?
I worked in mill when I were a lass.
You did? Did you go up Cobble Street in your clogs?
No, I didn't work in my clogs, no. Oh. No, it was Pusher then. I used to work up Dean Road at a place called Joseph Maud.
Dean Road?
Yeah, Dean Road.
It's opposite Livesey's funeral service at the bottom of Cannon Street.
There was some very good lip readers around in those days,
yes,
wasn't there?
Yes, there was. Yeah.
When you worked in the cotton mills, were you a mucky doofer?
No, I was a winder and warper, and I worked actually with rayon.
Oh, there you go.
I had worked with cotton in another mill, but right. That one unfortunately closed down.
Does that mean that you were posh?
Me? Posh, no. I came from Tumfout.
Oh, Tumfout, yeah, Tumfout. Yeah, I know Tumfout. Yes. Tumfout, that would have been another question.
Yeah.
Hey, you're getting some great memories going, Joan.
Okay.
Lovely. Thank you, my dear.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to give you another great name to conjecture with, and if you can give me a call and tell me who or what Nat Lofthouse can best be remembered for. Oh. Somebody that we have met here, actually. Yes. Hello there.
It's Edna again.
Hello, Edna.
Peter Kay's a comedian.
Peter Kay.
Well done, me old flower.
When I went back to England, I was in Preston with my sister, and she had a DVD of him, and he was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
So I've got that right, haven't I?
You're absolutely
and
right,
I did
me
get
dear.
Hilda wrong. It was Hilda Ogden in Coronation Street.
Hilda Ogden. did you like her? Did you remember those ducks she had on the walls?
Oh, yes, yeah. And Nina Sharples. I loved her as well.
Yeah. What was the name of the cat in Coronation Street?
Oh, I can't remember that. No,
somebody will remember. Never mind. We'll get
a
call. You're in my bin.
Okay.
Thanks, Edna. Bye-bye. Okay, the other names that we've got to look at, Vernon Kay and, of course, Nat Lofthouse. Hello there.
Hello. Nat Lofthouse, he's a footballer, international.
Well done, me old flower.
Absolutely wonderful. And who's calling?
Vienna.
I'm Beryl G, La Carla.
Beryl G. Are you from that neck of the woods by any chance?
No. We come from Southampton.
Oh, I've spoken with Keith, of course,
yeah.
And I know he's got a connection with both Portsmouth and Southampton. I just wondered whether you'd ever been living there or anything.
No, I've always lived down south, but, I mean, you know, I remember Nat Lofthouse, I'm that old, yeah, I can remember that sort of thing.
well remembered, we got you in our bin.
Can I tell you, we have connections, Captain Mike here, we have connections with Southampton, because we were in Hythe Marina for many years.
Oh, well, they've gone. Keep going, they'll be listening.
Yeah, Hythe Marina for many years, and we kept the boat there before we set off on our grand voyage, as you might say.
I was thinking of you yesterday, do you know why?
No.
Well, down at Poniente in Benidorm, there's been a couple of little frigates have turned up. I don't know what it's been about. I was just popping in and having a little visit, having a look round the town. But, you know, I thought, I wonder if Mike ever sort of had a frigate maybe or something like that. Hello there.
Hello. Was it Nat Lofthouse? Didn't he play with a broken neck in the one match?
Now, he was involved with the incident when Bert Troutman...
Oh, it was Bert Troutman.
Yeah, but no, hang on, we're still your bungie in the bin. Hang on.
Well done, me old flower.
No, because you got us going, you gave us a memory to start with. So that's, now then, it's in Altair, isn't it?
Chasby from Albert.
Chasby, you had a bit of a win yesterday.
Yeah, it was best in about the 92nd minute, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I put you down for a win.
Yep.
I don't know why, but I just had a feeling you were going to do that. You did us a favour there. Well done, Chaz.
Okay, thanks, Alvin.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Chaz is an Evertonian, and of course, Everton beat...
In the last few minutes.
Hello there.
Hello, Vince. It's Ben Matthew and son.
Hello there.
Don't forget lovely old Fred Dibner.
Well, I was going to come to... Look, I'll tell you what. Tell us about Fred Dibner, and I'll bung you in the bin.
I used to love watching that bloke. When he used to run his steam engines and knocking the chimneys down.
Yes.
And he always used to say, did you like that?
Yes.
But what was his profession?
What was it? It was a steeplejack.
Correct.
You're not going in twice, though, Colin. I've got you in once.
did Carolyn Ball come from Bolton?
Carolyn and Ball? Don't think so.
No, there's Oldham.
Oh, they were from Oldham, were they?
Yeah.
But I used to love our what's name.
Lovely lads. They're lovely lads.
How are you, Paul?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I've got a cold, mate.
Oh, so have I. So both...
These bloody tourists bring it over and give it to us entertainers.
I don't know. You must have been kissing the same broad as I did yesterday.
It's like
Do Michael Cohen again, Paul.
I don't know. I keep getting calls, and the other fella doesn't. I get cows and he gets off with it.
Because he blew the bloody door off.
Take care of yourselves.
Cheers, Colin.
God bless.
Bye-bye. OK, well done to Colin from Matthew and Son. And now Vernon Kay's not been spotted yet, by the way. He's a good lad as well. You know him, won't you, Mike?
No.
Vernon Kay?
No.
Oh, OK. I'm not going to give the game away for a minute. Hello there.
Hello. Johnny Ball,
yeah.
Children's presenter.
Well done, yes. The old flower.
Well done. Who's calling?
It's Annie T. from Calpe.
Annie T. from Calpe. That means that you're in Miss Minnie's bin.
Right.
You're bunged in the bin, me dear. Have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Right. Now then, we were looking back at the origins of the town. Looking here, the original water supply for Bolton came from Wells. 1792. But the growing population needed a bigger supply in 1824. Now, I'm going to test Mike's knowledge. And you'll get this, Mike. Yeah, I bet he has not written this down. Look at it. His face is telling me he's not written this down. What's the name of Bolton's reservoir?
Gleaves. No, there was a reservoir at Gleaves.
Begins with the letter B.
B.
You don't know.
I do know. Oh dear, you've got me.
Okay, if anybody can beat Captain Mike, come in with it. We're looking for the name of the reservoir for Bolton. It was built, by the way, in 1824, and in 1938 there were actually 11 reservoirs. So you know they obviously had to expand as they needed the water. A lot of water, by the way, 16.5 million gallons per day.
Well, it was needed, you see, because all the mills ran off steam power, yeah. And I can remember walking past the furnaces that these guys were stoking to run the what they call the rope walk.
Mike, I'm going quickly to the phones. Hello there. Hello. Hello. We can hear you. OK, I've got to cut you off, sorry. OK, Mike, sorry.
Yeah, we used to, as kiddies, used to walk past these... Well, it's like a coal hole, really. These guys were stoking big boilers that produced steam to generate power to drive the rope walk, and the rope walk went up about four or five stories, driving all the looms further up, you know.
Well, of course, this was the change, wasn't it? It was the change to steam eventually. It was the Industrial Revolution, of
course. That's right.
Hello there.
Hey, your water supply, Belmont.
Well done, hey, well done.
I should have known that. There's a sailing club there. Yeah.
And who's calling?
Itch from Peggy's Chamber.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get your name.
Itch.
Beach.
No, just Itch.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sorry. H.
Peggy's Chamber.
Oh, Peggy's Tartan Bar. Sorry, H. Thanks very much indeed for your call. How are you, by the way?
Mighty fine. And I'll tell you something now. Captain Mike, we're wrong with... Cowyed is Cowyed City, and the tale is that the farmer cut Cowyed off instead of cutting his new gate up.
He's laughing at it. Now, you know what you're talking about. Mike's having a laugh with that.
He's talking about West Elton again.
All right. OK, H, thanks very much for your call.
Roger,
Thank you.
Thanks for phoning.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's lovely, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Of course, Mike, I did make reference before to a canal. Now, there's the Manchester Bolton and Bury Canal was built between 1795 and 1810, so that probably would have linked in with the Manchester Ship Canal somewhere in the planning, wasn't it?
Well, it went down to Manchester, wasn't it, linked into that? I mean, the Ship Canal was a big canal. I mean, but the canal I remembered at Bolton, we used to go fishing in there. It wasn't that wide. It was just a normal...
Yeah, but wouldn't they bring the boats up with the cotton? Probably offload the cotton.
They
and
probably
then
did, but I mean,
set them up on smaller boats, maybe.
Yeah, but they stopped doing that because they built a railway station in Bolton, and I think all the canal traffic stopped after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking at part of the Industrial Revolution. Let's see. Cotton was first produced in 1641, and the textile trade continued with fulling. Do you know that expression, Mike?
Fulling.
Fulling. It's not something I've read. Well, I probably read it, but not remembered it. The washing and shrinking and
that's right. It's to do with what we used to call dyeing and bleaching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Velvets made from cotton were first made around 1756 by Jeremiah Clark. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Muslims and cotton quiltings in 1763 by Joseph Shaw. The industry was still cottage-based and development was slow, but helped by the inventions of James Hargreaves. That was... Should we hold that for a question?
Yeah.
Somebody remember that, won't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the invention of James Hargreaves? Now, of course, you see, we were just a little bit further down on the Mersey, but, of course, what was coming up the Mersey through probably Ellesmere Port and up to...
Runcorn and that way.
Yeah. And then it would progress probably up to your neck of the woods to be put through different processes.
Possibly.
Mm.
Possibly. Don't ask me. I'm not that old, is it?
Northwich. Would it be Northwich?
Mike, you're ancient.
This is true. Witness and,
thanks, Vince.
Okay, nobody's coming through with that one. But does anybody know what Richard Arkwright was actually as his profession? Hello there.
Hello there. Hargreaves, was he the spinning jenny?
Well done, the old fly.
Well remembered. Who's calling?
It's Alec from Moira.
Alec. All good memories, these, Alec, aren't they?
They are, because we're from Darwin, which is next to Bolton.
Oh, I'll put you through to Captain Mike and have a quick chat. Okay, Mike, this is Alec.
Yeah, well, that's I remember Darwin very well. We used to drive through Darwin on the way to Blackburn.
That's right.
Because I had an uncle and aunt lived... Yeah, that's right. I had an aunt and uncle lived up there.
Alec, did you have any clogs?
No, I didn't.
I'm interested to see how many people had clogs.
I did.
But I can remember the sound of them going down the streets in the morning.
Uh-huh. What other memories can you sort of trawl back as long as you... horse and carts, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we used to have a milkman that came round with a horse and cart and, you know, we used to dive on the back of the float and go down and try and pinch a bit of milk when we were delivering at the same time.
Did you have a pop wagon? We used to have a pop wagon used to come round our way.
That's right. Was it Deakins? They used to bring stone jar pop.
Yes, around. That's right, it was.
Yeah.
And then they used to pour it out, didn't they? And you'd have your little bit of... sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla, right?
And Dandelion and Burdock.
Dandelion and Burdock.
Yeah, they were brilliant.
Wonderful.
Alec, did I get...
What about herb beer?
Herb beer. I can't remember that, really. No.
Alec, did I get it right from Moira?
Yes, correct.
And could you give me a surname for the initial for the surname?
H.
Alec H. Thanks very much indeed, Alec.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Well, we're talking there about, you know, the old times, and when my mother was a child, she worked in the mills half-time. She went to school in the morning, worked in the mill in the afternoon. The next week, she'd work in the mill in the morning, and school in the afternoon, and they were called part-timers, and that's what they did. And she did that from the age of 8.
Yeah.
And she was very good at me-mowing.
Me-mowing, eh? Anybody remember what Richard Arkwright's original profession was? Because this is quite amazing, in actual fact, when you look at what he's credited as having as his first job. I'll tell you, he was a barber, apparently, Mike.
No, right.
You wouldn't think that, would you, really?
No.
A year later, James Watt patented the steam engine used to drive machinery from coal dug locally.
Yep.
Mechanisation took a big leap forward with the invention of the spinning mule by Bolton-born Samuel Crompton, who we were talking about before, permitting much finer and stronger yarn to be made.
Yep.
Now then...
But can I ask you that? Can I stop you there and say, why was the cotton industry... born in Lancashire, particularly in Bolton.
The weather, wasn't it?
It was the dampness.
The dampness, yeah.
The dampness, yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Okay, and, of course, it's still thriving in many parts. But I know when I used to rep, you'd come up from the Whittle, and you'd see a great change as you went towards Bolton, Bury, Burnley, you know, Blackburn, Dodmerden, all those lovely places up there in Lancashire. It was lovely, wasn't it? I remember, and I had to go to the Oswald Twistle British Legion one night. I've never seen a bingo board as big as I saw the bingo board at the...
That was the most important part of the evening.
It was.
You're destined to...
Here's another question for you.
Okay.
What...
Hey?
What is the village Tup's Arse, its real name? Tup's Arse.
Is that a colloquialism?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was called. They used to say to people.
Is it Ramsbottom?
Word. Oh, he's got it.
I've got it. Ramsbottom.
You can put yourself in the. It's up to us.
Yes. I just had that feeling that it could be that, you know. I've been around too many Bolton folk, I think, and Lancashire folk. Okay.
Can I tell you just one thing?
Yes, please do.
The thing I remember best about Bolton was the fantastic meat pies they made there.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Great, didn't they?
Meat pies, not pork pies.
No,
meat,
no,
meat pies.
Meat pies. Yeah. They were just to die for. Oh.
I'm trying to